Okay, it is 6:02, and we will call the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Beautiful. And let's see. One, two, three.
You want this displayed on the.
I don't really care. I mean, we all pretty much see. Okay. Okay, are there any public comments? Valerie, I don't see Valerie online, but I didn't see any emails where we had any public comments. So I will give a couple minutes to for anyone who wants to raise their hand in the audience for any public comments. And again, a reminder, public comments are just that. It is just an opportunity for you to make a comment, a suggestion, or an observation. It's not an opportunity where we're going to respond. If it's something that you need a response to, the appropriate person will get back to you in a timely fashion. So do I see anyone who wants to make a public comment? No one raising their hands. Once, twice. Okay. All right. And I don't think we got what month is this? The August minutes, but we did get the September 13th, right, Ken? What did we get to approve? We've got review. I didn't bring them with me.
I think we got August as well.
We got August, but we didn't get the September 13th. Is that correct? Is that what we got? Okay, so we didn't get the September 13th. So everyone has had an opportunity to review the August minutes. Are there any corrections or additions? Are there any corrections or additions? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 I see lips moving. Aye. Okay, perfect. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passed unanimously. Wonderful. Okay. Head of school, who is not going to talk for 40 minutes.
I promise. good afternoon, everybody. I was on this as you say in Greek. I'm going to go through a couple things with us, and then we'll hop into some other things that are more general. Number one, right now, our walkthroughs, which we do as a leadership team, are going to be in October. Our first one is October 2nd, 2023 in the lower school. What we've done that's going to be different this year is we've added a feedback loop and we've created compliance committees. So whatever recommendations the team comes up with for the building, the compliance committee will visit them again 2 weeks later to make sure that all of the feedback has been implemented and properly. So these are large walkthroughs. In other words, it's not just educators that are in the classroom that are going into the walkthroughs. We bring facilities in there, we bring IT in there, we bring in food service, because we want to evaluate the entire program. Bus drop-off, it's an entire day evaluation of the entire program, like a day in the life of the student in whatever building it is. And then we are creating feedback for that, and then the compliance committee will be responsible for making sure that that's implemented. We want to have at least two of those for every building, one in the fall, one in the spring. They're pretty large operations. That does not take away from other feedbacks that feedback that we provide in terms of an academic team, but this is more of an entire picture thing of what things look like. So we will be starting those in October, and they do take a lot of pretty heavy lift for the org, but I think it's been very valuable when we do this.
And how often will you do them?
Well, we do one in the building every month, so that's 8 months altogether, which means you're going to get two per year of these. In addition to that, planning, scheduling, assignments, for now, we have the gala coming up, obviously, on Friday. That's right in front of us, big focus. Obviously, I want to take this opportunity to encourage as many of us as possible to go to the event. We have a lot of things to celebrate. We have a lot of announcements to make that day. We're keeping some of them under wraps on surface. But they're all really, really great things that are happening, and we're so excited about it. So we hope that everybody can attend. If you're looking to purchase tickets to the gala, you can use the Give Butter link to do it. I also sent it out in the Super All today again. So you definitely have it. If you can't make it and you still want to be a part of it, buy a raffle ticket, same thing, and go to Greece. Win that trip to Greece. We're also looking at the 76ers night every year. Odyssey, now we can say every year, the third year in a row. Every year, Odyssey Charter School does a 76ers night with the 76ers Foundation. It's a Greek heritage night. This year, we have identified the date to be November 15th. We will start marketing this beginning Monday. We're just trying to keep everybody's focus right now on the gala, so we're not flooding with too many things at the same time. It's against the Boston Celtics, so it's a very hot, it's a marquee game. And we have a lot of bells and whistles that they're being offered to us because we're an established VIP organization now with the 76ers Foundation. So that means that we're going to have a halftime show. We're going to have some stuff on the concourse that are happening. They're going to make a Greek drink for us at the night. Okay. And the bars to serve. They've lowered the ticket prices for us. They have different tiers of prices. So this is an A-tier game, and they're giving it to us at C and D-tier prices so that we can have the fundraising aspect for athletics kick in as well. So we really hope to get a good turnout at that event. Again, it's November 15th. We'll start plugging it very, very soon. It's just right now we want everybody's focus to be on the gala on Friday. The other thing that we're looking forward to is open house this year. As you may have seen some signs around, open houses are beginning around October 1st from different schools. We strategically decided as a team that we should have ours closer to the choice window. The choice window is the first week of November. So we're going to go ahead and have our open house on October 19th. With that being said, we're also going to be coupling several other events with it. For example, that's also the same day as a parent camp. So we'll already have parents on campus. There are games going on that day as well. And the hope here is that by demonstrating a lot of what Odyssey does on a regular day, that parents, prospective families are seeing what it looks like to actually be at school on a school day. Typically in the past, we've done Odyssey traditionally, since it's open, has done it on a Saturday. And a lot of schools try to do that. What we have found is that number one, in the fall on Saturdays, parents have fall ball. Like everybody plays sports and stuff, so they can't come to these events. We have seen so far tremendous success on Thursday evening. So we chose another Thursday evening because statistically that seems to be the way to go for us. So we will start pushing more information on that very soon. We're gonna attach a little fundraiser to it. We're gonna attach some other events that are going on. We're gonna try to get all of our clubs in sports involved and make it a big, big rah, rah, rah. We'll also unveil a communication plan next week for it as well, which will include billboards, radio ads, direct mail campaigns, so that we can really, really get the word out about Odyssey. Especially after we announce all the things that we're going to announce on Friday, I think that our direct mail and billboards will be a lot more effective moving forward with some of these great things that we have to talk about. Academically, through our school right now, we've implemented a new program. It's called iReady. It's a diagnostic tool that we use, and it also supports our systems for how we move forward in terms of how we support students to meet their goals and their SBAC goals. We talked about that in the last meetings. And so part of it is making sure that we know where the kids are when they start. This is a new program for us. So I'd like first to shout out all of the different buildings for the huge lift that it was, because when you move all the kids to this much technology at the same time, that's a huge lift. It's a lot of pressure on our internet systems. It's a lot of pressure on our teachers, a lot of pressure on the organizational staff behind the scenes. It's not that it didn't go, it was glitch-free. I would never say something like that. We definitely got our glitches, but we definitely got it done. And that's what really matters. And so we now are armed with the type of information that we need for us to be able to properly support the students in order for them to see success on SBAC and other high-stakes testing in the spring. And so teachers know where the gaps are, even as they're doing it in daily lesson plan. So it's a very large investment to the organization is spending significant funds to make sure that we have the right diagnostic tools in place. As you may recall from last year, we used STAR testing. Again, we've moved away from that now. Now we're with iReady, so it's a big step forward for the organization. And we're finding out some things too. We found out a little bit about like what works better with our little ones, right? Head screens versus laptops, and which is a better choice for which grade level. So we'll continue to improve as we do this more. Second phase over here, future project. We're presenting a little bit that today in the session, but our RFP committee, for those of you that don't know what the RFP committee is, the committee that's been working for over a year to finalize a recommendation for the board on behalf of the entire community. This committee is made up of community members and board members and administration and coaches and staff members, and has been deliberating for quite some time. And they have come up with a recommendation. Their recommendation is SCG. We'll talk a little bit about that in a little while for our fields project. So we're very, very excited to have come up with a recommendation, and it was close and tough. A lot of factors to consider. Our EFF refinancing is going very, very well, and it's going to be closing on the 29th of September. So that's our bond refinance, which will provide us with the liquid assets necessary for us to be able to move forward with our RFP project, which is looked at for the fields. And we will be providing a ratings update from S&P when we went through an evaluation with S&P. For a ratings update, we'll provide that on Friday at the gala. In terms of hiring, I met with Renee just a few moments ago. There's a handful of teachers that we're still hiring, but we're over 99% hired now as the organization. So few positions left to hire, but we're positioned pretty well moving forward. And I think we have some offers out. So fingers crossed, Mark, right? Thumbs up from Mark that we get some of that stuff finished up. Our new executive parent council starts off for the year, and the meeting is on October 3rd at noon. So if anybody wants to join the executive council, which helps us with some of our decision-making and our recommendations to the board, more than welcome to reach out to Ms. Bonet to join that particular team with you at the time. We just talked about the parent cab meeting on October 19th, coupled with our open house. So that will be coming up. The Black Student Union is also taking launch now on October 3rd. And Greek Heritage Night, we just talked about, is November 15th at 7:30. Okay, building level updates. We have some innovations. Lower school and intermediate school are now updating together. So I'm going to call on a representative from either of the two schools to go ahead and do that, because they've been working very synergistically together. And organizationally, this is very significant for all of us to understand, because what it means is that we're now doing a much better job of vertically and horizontally aligning our resources properly. So this is a huge step forward for the organization.
I'm happy to present it right here. So thanks, everybody. First of all, I wanted to thank all of our staff and our parents, families who came out to Back to School Night this year. I hope that everybody had a great opportunity at both buildings to learn about the program. We do want to just plug here that the next opportunity to engage on the personal level about the program and student progress is at parent-teacher conferences, which are at the end of October. Teachers have likely reached out already to encourage signups. Some of that did happen at Back to School Night as well. But if not, please reach out to your homeroom teacher to sign up. We really encourage everybody to come. And one of the next things is that we're working on kind of our behavior, our expectations, and aligning them between the two buildings. So we do have one of our student advisors, Mr. Cohen, does spend time in both buildings and is helping align some of our practices. We focused on establishing our behavioral expectations with, I think, more success than we've had last year at this time, in the lower school at least. Dr. Yarma and Mr. Cohen and Ms. Burbine in the intermediate school conducted code of conduct presentations, bus safety presentations. They're working on kindness and friendship lessons and positive positive behavior support system rollout that are going to happen in both buildings. So we're working on both the expectation side and, you know, handling issues that come up when there is not appropriate behavior, but also really incentivizing that positive behavior, seeing that throughout the elementary process for students K to five. We're also doubling down on our grounding pillars that every building has incorporated starting last year, but each grade level has been assigned one in the K to five buildings. For kindergarten, everything in moderation or in balance is our motto for kinder. For first grade, it's know thyself. And second grade is ever to grow and excel. Third grade is everything in moderation and balance. Fourth grade is knowing thyself. And then fifth grade is ever to grow and excel. So those three repeat themselves throughout students' academic careers. We are going to have students doing work on a regular basis that exemplifies how they are achieving those pillars in their classrooms. And so we'll be able to see some of that if you come to the open house in all of our buildings. Hopefully they'll all be up and presented by then. I also want to give a shout out to our staff, teachers, counselors, and everyone who supported the rollout of the ELL curriculum. We're working on respect as a character trait for the beginning of the year for the first month, and it has been a really great joy to see a universal culture set in terms of socio-emotional learning from both our buildings. In terms from a staff perspective, we're also working on incorporating more staff voice into school improvement. So we're utilizing committees. This year, all staff will be assigned to our selected committee. We'll be meeting on a monthly basis to go over to review kind of building-wide, school-wide improvement plans and projects that need to be worked on, to do research and present them to the other teachers and help decide what they in some of our improvements. So really working together to grow and we talked a little bit about our new curriculum and the iReady platform that is aligned better with our new reading curriculum, the Amplify curriculum that we talked about last year. So we're rolling that out in both buildings. I won't touch on that, we've already talked about it, but we're excited to see how the information that we get from iReady helps support students in between those big testing cycles that we have and support differentiation. We're also embarking on the DTGSS system, which is the new system for teacher evaluation / support. It is really more teacher support focused than the old BPAS system. The whole state is adopting it, and it's also more focused on student learning instead of teacher actions. So we're very excited that the state has gone this way. We had some training in our beginning of the year PD for all teachers from the state on this, and we're going to be starting our goal setting meetings in both buildings. Following this new system. So, you know, it'll definitely be a learning process, but we're excited to be more student focused in that lens as well. Something personal from the lower school, I just want to shout out now that the beginning of the year has been underway. Our PTO, Cooper Pettifone, who is a former student as well, for two improvements at the lower school. We have a mural now that the PTO funded. Cooper Pettifone, with his Boy Scout troop, to put a story block in, and actually Ronnie Gates and Melissa Tracy had a lending library moved over from the old location where it used to be by the old lower school to the new lower school. So it's beautiful to see these opportunities for literacy and these commitments to our mission and our branding outside of the building as well. Hope the students are enjoying it. Yeah. That's it for me. I don't know if Mark wants to add anything, but I'll also add anything for the kids.
Yeah, no, nicely done. The only things I would add is just that at the intermediate school, band, which is available to fourth and fifth graders, is officially up and running, being supported by our music teacher, Miss Lorenz. Students are starting to bring in their instruments and sort of beginning this year's musical journey. The only other sort of difference is just that our picture day for the intermediate school is on Friday, the 22nd, whereas lower school is on the 21st. So that's it from us.
Yeah, tomorrow. It is tomorrow. And we did have the flyer linked in the parent communication. There were still a lot of questions. So we did blackboard out the flyer again with information. So if there are any parents on tonight, please check your email. They do have the information they send us tomorrow.
So have you seen, I know we had a lot of difficulty last year with behaviors. Have you seen improvement with your new process and your new encompassing?
Yes, I think for a lower school, I can say that the general culture around transition times, around less structured times like recess and lunch and things like that is greatly improved. We just kind of started putting in our, data into RAP. We're using our MTSS process and focusing on relationships first. So if there were any issues at the very beginning of the year, we were trying to solve them in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Now in October, we'll have some real data when it comes to those things that haven't been ironed out on their own and be able to actually have some hard numbers for you. But I personally do feel that it feels not much smoother at this point, and the expectation is a lot clearer. Some of our procedures change too. There's fewer kids in the cafeteria, lunch, fewer out at recess, more adults supervising, a much more streamlined dismissal process. So all those things are really helpful, just lending themselves to less misbehavior.
Good. Thank you. Anyone have any questions? Any questions for Sula or Mark? Yeah, thank you both very much.
I think Adrian's
on
next.
See
her.
Adrian's on deck.
Hi, y'all. I know that they touched upon iReady. I just wanted to let you guys know that we just finished diagnostic testing in the middle school. So we have a couple stragglers still finishing up, but it should be done by Friday. Once we've gathered the data, these students are now being able to implement their course work in their advisory classes. So the advisory meets every other day, and all students through advisory are working on to ELA and math. We're doing it by quarter. This quarter is ELA, next quarter will be math. This is helping. It's an additional intervention for our students. This is apart from the RTI, the intensive math and intensive reading classes that we already have in place. And it's also enriching those students that don't need intervention in order to increase the rigor. Some fun things happening in the middle school coming up. We have picture day. That's more fun for the parents than it is for the kids. But we have our OCS middle school pep rally, which is always a great time. I invite any and all adults who'd like to join us to please come out. It's going to be October 25th. It will be the entire middle school there. And we are celebrating how much fun we have in the middle school. Close to our choice window, hoping that our kiddos stick with us, which they usually do. We also have our OCS middle school bonfire on the 19th, which the kids really love. We roast s'mores. We have hot chocolate. I believe last year we were able to partner with Wegmans. So we're looking to do that again and continue our partnership with them. I put this here, but I also put it in the appropriate place in the head of school report, but I'd like the board to consider our annual sixth grade trip to Lincoln Financial Center in Philadelphia, which is going to be at the end of November. And that's all I have for middle school, unless there's any questions.
Actually, I also have out-of-state travel.
Did you put it in?
It's in
the bottom. Okay. Because I have some.
Okay.
So you have a list of them?
Yeah.
No questions for middle school?
Anyone have any questions?
Love
Great
it.
Great job, Adrian.
Thank you.
If Ms. McCutcheon is not online, I don't see her. She's not online. In high school? Okay. So high school updates. there's been a lot going on, a lot of schedule changes that have been made, making sure that we are offering as rigorous a curriculum as possible. The PSAT is set for October 4th, so it's right around the corner, which is important. 8th to 11th grade students will do that. They'll serve as almost like what the iReady is doing with the other bands. So it gives us a nice little diagnostic on where the students stand at this particular time. Seniors will be off campus for the day, completing asynchronous work. Lots of things going on the 22nd, the HBCU College Fair for juniors and seniors is happening at Chase Center in Wilmington, which is also the same day of the gala. And the following day, the parade band will be participating in the University of Delaware's band day. It's pretty cool.
Very cool.
So it should be a fun event over there. October 5th, we have the acting and stage group field trip to the Delaware Theater Company. And then on the 6th, we have the computer science field trip to Agilent, Wilmington, which is not very far away at all.
Wow.
But that's a really cool, and they're one of our partners. We have some other stuff that are in the works with Agilent that we can't wait to announce very soon as well. We're going to keep that under wraps for a little bit more. Homecoming week is coming up as well. So that's where we encourage the entire community to help support our high school. We have a volleyball homecoming game. We have a pep rally. We have a soccer homecoming game. We have the homecoming dance, of course, which is awesome. So a lot of good things going on with that. And then we have the big push for college application week, which is happening October 16th through the 20th. In terms of the September and October college visits, one of the things that we've been really pushing is for students to get more college visits. So HBCU Fair is coming up, like we mentioned. We have Howard University, University of Maryland, Temple, and UPenn coming up. We also, I guess we'll talk about that part at the end. I don't want to put it at the end. There's a travel request for our AP African American Studies teacher to be able to go to Montgomery, Alabama for the DOE's AP African American Studies program conference on the 1st and the 3rd. These people will visit the Equal Justice Initiative Museum and Memorial in Montgomery, Alabama. This is going to be funded by the Delaware Department of Education.
Nice.
Which is kind of nice. And so we're really excited about that. Senior class is going to be looking to go to New York City as a class trip on December 1st. So maybe we can put that in our approvals for the day as well. Method learning is already being rolled out. That's our SAP prep program. Remember, we said it this year, we were going to add SAP prep as a program in our advisory, and we did do that. So we're really excited about giving that opportunity to our kiddos as well. Questions for the high school? I also think that pretty soon we're starting our off-campus rewards with the high school, which for our seniors will be, they'll be able to go to Wegmans for lunch.
Wow.
So they have to earn it.
How do they earn it?
Keeping your grades, not having infractions in our systems and referrals. And then there's also a way to grow into it if you do have an infraction. It's not like it's revisited every single month.
Can you talk about schedule changes at the beginning? What is that?
We had to make matrix changes in order to fit some of the more rigorous APs into our schedule and fit everybody's schedule to correct. Initially, for example, even AP African American Studies was going to be every other year. Like, we have a couple APs that rotate years, but we decided to make sure that it's offered every year.
Why do we rotate them every other year?
Because of the way that the flow of the students goes. That makes sense. Like, there aren't enough students 1 year, but then when you get 2 years, you have enough to fill the cohort.
And are we still the only school in Delaware that offers that?
Now we have three.
Okay.
I think it's three or four. Then jump on board this school.
For the students leaving campus, is there like a safety protocol for coming back and returning to the buildings?
Yeah. They're gonna have all of that has to be chaperoned, but we haven't started it yet. So
okay.
It's coming though. And it's only for seniors for now. Not for other grade bands yet. I don't think it's gonna get to that. I think we're gonna keep it as a senior privilege. It's kind of cool because we're the only ones that are kind of a Wegmans, so for them.
And the coffee shop.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things. They don't have a lot of time, though, so they're going to turn around.
Any questions for high school? Any questions?
For the college visits, is that something that you're doing throughout the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have different ones, or other ones will come in and speak to us instead. There's virtual ones as well that we do based on, again, proximity, scheduling, and different things. But it's definitely a focus for us now, because we're really trying to make sure that what we talked about in terms of our educational model for the high school is implemented, and the focus is on college readiness specifically.
Good.
CIA updates, curriculum instruction and assessment. Obviously, Amplify is of course. And it went from being, like we talked about before, it used to be a pilot. Now it's offered to all the SEL curriculum we already talked about. Instructional walkthroughs I talked about as well already. And from an assessment perspective, we kind of went over a lot of the things that are coming up for assessments and the IRA that we did, in addition to the fact that we have an entire assessment schedule for the whole year that's been put in place. So all of that is in place. Professional development, we have October 13th is a big professional development day for all of us. So we'll have a little bit of everything in that one. There'll be a little bit of physical education in there, visual performing arts, social studies in ELA, some equity work being done, and CKALA training provided by Amplify as well, and some iReady training. So a lot of good things going on October 13th for us. The YAS grant, as you have heard, OCS was named one of the 64 finalists in the nation. This focuses on sustainable, transformational, outstanding, and permissionless education. And OCS is recognized for our immersion model that we offer to our diverse community. As a result of this, we have already been awarded $100,000. Our hope is to get $1 million. So if we are the finalists, the last one standing, we will earn $1 million. So we'll keep you posted on that. That's part of the out-of-state travel that we'll talk about in a little while as well. Okay, financial updates, I'm gonna leave to Jeff. Transportation updates, we're still updating the 2023-24 route schedules based on what we're seeing. After the September 30th count, we'll be able to kind of know exactly what's going on. And for those of you that don't know, September 30th is basically when the state of Delaware takes basically the enrollment count. And anytime before that, there's still fluctuation, kids moving into schools, moving out of schools, and so on and so forth. So it's really difficult to finalize all these schedules until you know who's actually going to be moving the whole year. So focus on that coming up. And let's see, the other stuff, K-5 families, thanks for being patient with us as we've been getting faster at loading our youngest learners. Remember, especially in the first couple of weeks, it's very, very hard to get our little ones on those buses super fast. So that's creating a little bit of a delay here and there, but I think everybody's been really good about understanding what it takes for us to get that done. From a student services lens, really quickly, our multiple language learners, EL learners, the team has welcomed Amanda Ramsey, who's our new full-time intermediate secondary multiple language learner instructor, grades 4 to 12. This team's currently engaged in the intake testing that we have to do for approximately 165 eligible and incoming students, which means, again, that English is not necessarily their first language or their priority language. Our EDs and psychologists for special education are working on the 60-day transfers. I'm making sure students are correctly coded for our September 30th count for that as well. And working on our federal indicators in that case. MTS has been kind of using this word. It's basically our entire discipline management system and the tiers that we have for it. And so we really doubled down on making sure that we use that. We've added an instructional coach to help us with supporting this. Lindsay Neff, who's a K-12 instructional coach, is on board with us to help us with that. Important to note that when we look at our discipline management and we see referrals coming in, for example, I sent a memo out today reminding our staff that we have to follow up on these things and close the loop, tie it with a ribbon and make sure that we are holding things in the lowest levels of the tiers possible so they're not escalating up. From October and November, we're already having large blowouts. So we have to be able to make sure that we're providing the supports at the lowest levels, and the levels that we have with tier one and tier two, so that we don't have to go to tier three supports moving forward. It's our hope that by being very cognizant of this and getting in front of it, that we'll be able to mitigate some of the larger kind of behavioral concerns that you can see later on in the year progresses, and we kind of maybe build a tolerance to things. We really don't want to have a tolerance. There's a big push for that. IT, man, they've been working really hard right now. They have a lot. They have a lot on their just to roll out all of the iReady stuff and make sure that everybody has technology to be able to support technology-based instructional model has been quite a challenge, but they've done a great job in addition to onboarding individuals while we're doing all this. So we definitely commend them on all their efforts to help us be, get up and running. But they're about 80% complete with new classroom setups as well. There's a couple things that needed to be done in a couple classrooms that we allocated afterwards once we found that we needed new spaces, and we did some made a couple shifts in our programmatic approach. So new classrooms were identified. That means you have to put technology in them, you have to put whiteboards in there, you have to paint them, desks and chairs. So they're still working on all of those pieces as well. There was an updated class length, so they had to deal with that as well. And how many people need to make that changeover. And you know, that's again, it's a lot of things that the IT department has to deal with at the same time at the beginning of the year. So we appreciate everyone's patience as we kind of navigate through that. In terms of the facilities, you've seen a lot of what the facilities has been doing right now. I mean, they have done incredible work to get us to where we are right now. There's new wings that have been remodeled, and all of the stuff, all of this work has been done. And I encourage you, if you have a moment, to go check out our new bio labs that we have, specifically the ones that have to do with hydroponics. You should go check that out. It's a huge complex that we have in Building 20 right now. The new classrooms that we have, I mean, that's seamless work that was done over there. You cannot tell that those classrooms were not there before in Building 26. The entire wing of classrooms that was built by our own team. So there's a lot of capacity building that's gone into this as well over time. Looks like we're done with the audit for food service as well, which is great. And there's, we got a report today, correct me if I'm wrong, we have a 33% increase in the amount of meals that we're serving. So this is great. People are utilizing our food service. And they apparently the buffalo chicken wraps are very popular. That seems to be the driver here.
Who doesn't?
So we talked about the gala. I don't want to spend too much time more talking about the gala, but it is at the Blue Barn Theater, so it's not on site. It's important to note that because last year we had it over here. Now we are renting out a really nice place for it, and we have a lot of catered food. We have shifted from volunteers and other outside organizations volunteering food to us to actually using our own food services to cater. So I think I'm very excited for you to see what our food service department can do. I think you're all going to be very shocked at some of the beautiful things that they're creating for us. It's going to be quite a beast.
And will there be buffalo chicken wraps? You got me excited on those.
There will not be both. Yes.
All right.
But I bet Wegmans has some for you on the way home.
Sweet. All right.
But there will be lamb chops.
Oh, little lamb lollipop?
Lollipop. Yeah. Oh. So anyway, again, if you can't make the gala, consider buying a raffle ticket or two. We're going to have our students walking around all day tomorrow, the next day, pushing, getting those numbers up for us. For those of you that may be wondering, I mean, we far have exceeded the proceeds from last year. Far have exceeded already the proceeds. So we're in a really, really good place. And it's almost 100%.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, we far exceeded it.
And, well, each year we're learning something new, too.
Well, yeah.
And improvements.
And I absolutely believe that with some of the announcements that have been made, that the investment is coming. Mm-hmm. So really excited about that too. Board approvals. Let's talk about some board approvals. The CIE themed curriculum associates are going to be doing the iReady Mid-Atlantic Leadership Symposium in Philadelphia on October 19th and 20th. We have me. I'm going to be going to represent OCS at the YAS conference, and hopefully hear that we are semifinalists in Cleveland, Ohio, on October 9th through 11th. Airfare and accommodations are provided by the YAS Foundation. Lower School, Milburn Orchard, Pennsylvania, field trips on October 11th and November 2nd. We have a sixth grade field trip to Lincoln Financial Center that we talked about. And then we also have the
sixth grade one.
It says in November.
Okay.
Maybe they haven't finalized that yet. And then there was
something in December I saw.
There was something in December. There was also something from the high school that was that earlier.
It was New York City on December 1st.
Yeah, that was it. New York City on December 1st for the senior trip. Those are our board approvals for now.
Do we have the Philadelphia? Yeah, we have the Philadelphia trip. Is that the one that...
That's the middle school trip, Philadelphia. It's going to be, I believe it's November 27th and 28th.
Oh, let's just put it on to do it.
Okay, that is because is that another trip? Because I see, and I don't have that one on here. I see, that's not the link. Is that the Lincoln Financial one, Adrian?
That is the Lincoln Financial.
Okay, so that's November what?
It's like right at the end. I want to say it's either the 27th and the 28th or the 28th and the 29th.
Okay. That's fine. I want to make sure that's the one you were talking about. All right. November. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I'm showing.
There's more.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we also, the 76ers game at the Wells Fargo Center on November 15th.
The only one that's not down there, Elias, is the New York in December for high school.
Device need for seniors. I'll put it down right now.
I have that. You had December 1st, mm-hmm. The senior trip.
Yeah.
So we have the CIA Philadelphia, October 19-20. Mr. Pappas at Cleveland, October 9th through 11th. Lower School Milburn, October 11th and November 2nd. The sixth grade is going to Lincoln Financial, November 27th, 28th, something like that. The senior trip to New York City, December 1st, and the 76ers of Wells Fargo, November 15th.
Yes.
So it's okay. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Okay. And a second?
Second.
Okay. And do I have any discussion? Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Y'all have a lot of fun. A lot going on between now and November.
Lots and lots.
A lot going on. Okay. No, Dr. Ioana.
Παρούσα. Καλησπέρα σε όλους. Can you hear me?
Καλησπέρα.
Καλησπέρα σε όλους.
Yeah.
Good evening, OCS.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what are you going to sell us?
Greece. What else?
Friday.
She's making calls.
It's all, for me, it's everything about Greek language and Greek culture. And yes, Greek culture in the Gala, of course. Greek culture is everywhere. So I would like to give you an overview of the past month in the Greek program. So this year we started without having all our teachers in their positions. We had national Greek elections in two rounds in May and June that significantly delayed standard procedures in our teachers' visa applications and embassy appointments. However, most of our teachers are here now, and next week we expect to have everyone on the ground. So this year, we welcome 7 new to OCS teachers from Greece, 7. All of them are certified teachers with an average of teaching experience of 8 to 10 years. We have teachers with 23 years of experience, but here I have the average. In a typical classroom setting, K to 12. They came, all of them, they came with genuine enthusiasm to share their language and culture, and at the same time to experience the American culture and educational system. So I would like to help me welcome everybody. There are 5 now and 2 more next week, 7 new teachers from Greece. Moreover, as the Greek department, we started planning already the school celebration for the Ochi Day, the No Day, which is a national Greek holiday that refers to World War II. Middle school and high school students will perform on October 30th for their peers, middle schoolers and high schoolers, in the Blue Box Theater. Also, these days, all Greek language and math in Greek teachers, K to 12, are giving the pretest of in Greek of the year to enable us to monitor our students' progress throughout the year in Greek language and math in Greek. Also, we started working these days with Pierce College of Athens to design the cultural exchange projects that we will work on together for this year. This year actually marks the 6th year of our uninterrupted collaboration with them, which is great. Every year we share projects mostly with middle school, but also with upper grades in intermediate and high school. I would like to inform you also that next month we start our Greek program committee meetings. We will hold our meetings every first Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. So the first Greek program meeting is scheduled for October 4th, which is in 2 weeks from today. And I kept the best news for last. 10 days ago, our school and the Greek department signed a memorandum of understanding with the University of Delaware and the Biden Schools of Civil Rights. Our plan is to design learning activities and projects that reinforce the idea of democracy in our daily life, practicing dialogue and showing respect and inclusion to all. I saw a heart on a screen about this news. Thank you. I'm excited about this. I'm personally excited about this development and the opportunities it opens to our Odyssey students for a bright future in their post-secondary education. I think it's a huge achievement for Odyssey and for the Biden School and the University of Delaware. And it's a new chapter for us. Thank you all. And I welcome questions. Thank you, Dr.
Ioana. And what type of opportunities will that provide for Odyssey?
So at least in 2 levels for our students and for our teachers as well. Last year we started, it was the first PD of the year, of the school year. It was in January 2023 that we had a workshop with all our teaching staff and the head of the Biden School, the Civil Rights Department, the Ithaca Project. And he presented, Dr. Tim Schaefer, and he presented the basic principles of civic discourse in a classroom setting, secondary education and K to 5 as well. So the plan for now is to have students, a small group of students of high schoolers, visiting the Biden School to have workshops there with Dr. Schaefer and his team, and also to have members of the Biden School coming to us and observe our classrooms and giving advices to our teachers how to include dialogue and more principles of democracy in our daily life in class. Also, we have several plans. We'll see, because it's just the beginning. Another plan that I think it's the most important for both organizations is to start a research that it will last for about 10 years in order to follow our students as they grow and see their change through this program.
That's fabulous. Congratulations.
Follow Just us. To point out that we are the Odyssey and the program is the Ithaca, that we are collaborating. So it's very symbolic.
Mm-hmm. Anyone have any questions for Dr. Ioana? Wonderful. Okay, now we get to move on to our financial review.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
A couple items for this evening. We'll start with the monthly report for August. So this is for the period ending August 31st, 2023, which represents 2 months or 16.7% of the fiscal year. Revenues collected to date represent 56.2% of the budget, or where we would expect to be as a part of this cyclical portion of the year. On the expenditure side, expenses to date are $7.4 million, with encumbrances of $1 million, representing 21.8% of the budget. And the monthly web report is here. A couple additional notes. Local revenue from the district should be funded at 35% before the end of September. The consolidated grant voluntary submission has been completed and funds likely to be loaded in late September with recodes and reallocations to follow. As previously mentioned, Odyssey Charter has been awarded $100,000 as a quarter finalist for the YAS grant. This competitive grant is awarded to schools who demonstrate excellence in education and a commitment to innovation. The grant was written to assist with costs associated with the renovation of building number 27. Interest income funds received and the local district transfers. The large portion of the expenses for August was that the debt service payment was processed in August to Zions Bank of about $2.7 million. From an enrollment standpoint, right now we are at about 97.7 to 98.5% of the preliminary budget, which is about 2185 to 2200 students. Obviously, it's not an ideal from a budgetary perspective, but we're far exceeding the state metric requirements for an enrollment standpoint. Last year was one of it was the first year we took a deep data dive in sort of the analysis surrounding enrollment, and I think there's going to be some additional trends and data points to follow as we go into master planning for school year 24-25 starting next month. We'll keep updates with that as we approach September 30th. To date, it's more than that now. $211,000 of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the budgeted amount of $1.7 million, which will be increasing to $2.4 million in the final budget from the carryover projects of the expansion grant. In addition, the expansion grant has been, the deadlines have been extended for a year. So although that covers our projects at the high school right now with the front entrance and the elevator, as well as some other things like the Amplify curriculum and some additional Chromebook purchases, we now have until September 30th, 2024 to spend those funds down, which we fully expect to do. From a capital perspective, the EFF rate lock took place on September 15th with the S&P rating where it landed. The rate will be 150 basis points over MMD that day, which was 3.94%, which was good news to us considering where rates had been going. So locking those in were important. And there's been lots of reports and paperwork going back and forth between the school, our financial consultants, EFF, and our bond council as we work towards closing about 7 to 8 days from now. The Fields Improvement RFP Committee received final proposals and completed scoring on 9/19 for potential action later this evening. The high school front entrance project is nearing completion and the elevator shaft project's permitting is currently underway. In addition, on the capital side, we are soliciting one or two board members to join the RFP committee for the architectural services for the Building 27 renovation. And it would be great to have members that haven't already been tasked other RFP committees because they tend to be go into great depths of the projects. So John Stewart's working, he's leading that group. What's that? I'm trying to save you. But we would love to have you back. And that covers everything for the monthly report for August.
Wonderful. Do I hear a motion to approve the web report? Since you guys are here, it's you. We have been, well, you might as well alternate. Yeah, right. Joel approved originally second. We have to alternate. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Any questions? And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All, any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion passed. Now, I think we're going to have, I think we'll schedule a meeting at the end of the month for that. I feel better. Yeah, let's talk about it. Sure. I feel more comfortable doing it that way.
Sure. So at this time of the year, usually our third party independent audit gets completed and our financials are reviewed by the administration and eventually approved by the board of directors prior to the required submission to the state by 9:30. At this point, our auditors, because of the timing of when the board meeting fell this year, on September 20th, the auditors haven't provided the draft yet to be reviewed. So we'll likely need to do a special board meeting next week just to go over the financials and have it approved. At this point, you know, the numbers are what they are, but it is a sort of a formality that gets board approved before going to the state. So
once he gets the audit, we'll schedule something and we'll make sure everybody's aware.
Yep. And then there's one other item for vote, but that's an executive session for legal.
Okay. Audit. Okay, so I don't have any other questions for Jeff. Any financial questions for Jeff? And for our newer members, if you have any, if you, like, some of this stuff is pretty high level. If you ever want to meet with him, he is more than willing to have a little one-on-one with you. Okay. Budgets for idiots to sit down and talk with. If I don't know how financially savvy you are, but he makes it all seem pretty easy. So if you ever want to sit down with him, he's more than, I'm offering him up, but that's how we all pretty much learn is how. By Jeff sitting down and explaining it to us. So don't be afraid to ask questions and don't be afraid to ask Jeff. Okay, on to our committee reports. We've heard about the gala. We all know how important that is. So hopefully you will tell your friends, your family, your mailman to come buy a ticket. Who doesn't want to have two free tickets to, well, sort of free tickets to Greece? So if you can't come, at least sell those raffle tickets. CBOC.
Did not meet quorum this evening. So
okay. No report for that. I don't think DE and I think some of these committees we're going to revisit and I think we'll sit down and see whether or not we need all of them. Greek program, we discussed with Dr. Ioana. Financing thing with Jeff. So we're going to have to sit down and look at some of these. Fundraising and development. There's nothing more right now. It's the gala. Accountability. I don't think we're doing anything with that. Safety and security. We're safe and secure. Is there anything new in that front?
Not.
For safety?
Not. Well, I mean, the doors at 23.
You know, yeah, the biggest piece is the new vestibule at the high school right. That's under construction at the moment.
Okay. Is that the one? Okay. From the vestibule. That's good. And what about with the elevators? How are we doing with the elevators?
They're in the permitting process for the shaft construction. We've sole sourced with Delaware Elevator to purchase the elevator itself. And the construction contractor that is doing the front entrance is also doing the elevator shaft. So they're working with Newcastle County and our engineers to get that permitted.
Okay. Strategic planning, one day.
Well, we're executing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but we still, we'd like to get it on paper. We're executing, but we need to get it on paper. PTO, I understand. Carrie Norris, you're online to give a report.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Carrie. Yeah, we can hear you. Thanks for joining. Hi. Carrie's the treasurer of the PTO.
Yes. So I'm going to try to be on the board meetings from now going forward, just so you guys have someone on the PTO giving updates.
We'd love that.
Yeah, no problem. So we have a few updates. The first one is that the whole PTO board is going to be at the gala this Friday. So Kaya, the president, just wanted me to point that out. We'll all be there as a whole, which is great. We're excited. Can't wait to see everybody.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And then so on the 29th, September 29th, we're doing our first PTO give back event, which is going to be a movie night for the intermediate school. So grades 3rd through 5th. And we're showing Super Mario Brothers. We're going to provide drinks, snacks, all that good stuff. So we're doing that. And then the book fair, the fall book fair, is in October as well. It starts October 9th through the 17th. The schedule for the book fair is still being figured out, so that's going to be available October 1st. And then October 13th, we're doing our second PTO give back. That's going to be for kindergarten through 2nd. We're offering a trip to Ramsey's Farms on a Friday when there's no school, and we're going to cover the cost of the pumpkin picking, the petting zoo, the corn maze, all that good stuff for kindergarten through 2nd. And then the last note is just designer bag bingo is November 4th. So we'll be releasing the tickets for those coming soon as well. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you. That was,
you're welcome. No problem.
Very interesting. Okay. We look forward to hearing from you on future board meetings. Does anyone have any other committees that I missed? Anything else anybody wants to? Oh, Georgia, you finally made it. You poor thing. It's what, 2 a.m. Poor Georgia has been trying to get on from Greece for the last hour. So now we're almost at the end, but that's okay. we do have an item, the RFP. Yeah, so that's the committee.
However you want to do that.
Yeah, so why don't you talk?
Sure.
So everyone had an opportunity to review the information about the field project. I sent it out to you. The committee had, as Mr. Pappas said, had a pretty diverse group of individuals on it. Ken and I were on there for board representation. And we narrowed it down. We had three good, highly qualified companies that we were reviewing. And the committee did make a recommendation of SCG. Now, it wasn't an easy process, but there were a lot of different criteria that we took into consideration in making that recommendation. And some of that was the flexibility that SCG offered to us in pricing, in what they were offering as far as layout. And just understand that this was a draft that all three presented to us. They all gave us their interpretation based on what we asked of them. So all three proposals were similar and yet different. But what that means is that now, once we decide on one company, we will sit down and help that company design what it is that we're looking to do. And we've gotten a lot of good input from a lot of different individuals. So having said that, I don't know if anyone else has anything else they want to offer.
No, I would just to emphasize your point. It's just important to note that what we asked them to do was a specific task. We didn't ask them to design exactly what we want. Mm-hmm. We gave them a set of criteria, and we graded it on rubrics based on their ability to execute on this criteria. So it isn't the final vision of what we have, but that's for another committee and another set of meetings. So I know that there could be concerns about, well, where is the playground for this? And where's the, that is all still not decided. It's definitely in, it's a consideration. It will be handled, and it will be part of it. So will parking and everything else that we have to take into consideration whenever we're doing these things. One of the biggest factors that we had to consider that made this so difficult for us was we had one proposal that was quite elaborate and made a very large footprint that was very impressive, but also raised significant concerns about us being able to handle such a large footprint. What I mean by that is, like, we had one proposal that was at 236,000 square feet. We had another one that was 196,000 square feet, and one that was at 180,000 square feet. 236,000 square feet, while also taking into consideration other factors like playgrounds and having a grandstand and stuff like that, would take your 236 to 250, 260, 270,000 square feet. At which point, do we have enough parking? Can we sustain this? Like, it gets to the point where and then there's the price tag that was starting at most expensive and then moving upwards from there. So to Anna Maria's point about getting into the ballpark or where we said we were going to be, that was a big factor for us, like making sure that we can stay in our financial range and also be able to have enough flexibility to have a really nice grandstand and to have a nice playground the way we want it, to have the kind of parking the way we want it, and the flow of traffic the way we need it to be as an organization. So that's ultimately how we landed to the recommendation. And it was a lot of deliberation and there was a lot of disagreement. And that's the great thing about it. That's what, you know, these committees are supposed to do. But we definitely feel confident that we are moving forward with an organization that is going to fulfill what we want them to do.
Anyone have any questions?
Just a question. So if everything goes through and the refinancing gets finalized at the end of the month, when are we anticipating that the actual work will start?
That's a fantastic question. We should, the permitting process will start almost immediately. And the design is the number one obstacle, because we have to decide what we want, and we need to do it quickly because it impacts everything else. So I think that we'll get the committees formulated right away. And yes, this, I mean, we're going to close next week. Like, this is going to, EFF is closing. That's not going to not happen now. We're not in a position to not close that. So we do anticipate all this stuff to finish right now at the end of this month. And then we would immediately, within the first week or so, get the committees together for the design and then push the permitting forward, because that could take on the raw end, on the worst side of it, 6 months. On the good side, 3 months.
Probably at the earliest, we're looking at construction beginning in the late spring.
Right. But we would like to have this project almost complete or somewhat complete, to have a grand opening of some sort in the fall of 2024. And there are iterations where you can open some of it or most of it while still having the construction and still have a functional campus as well, if there's some things that have delays. But we do want to have something very significant in place by next fall.
That's good to know. So we don't have to coexist with construction for a long time period. If it starts at the end of
spring. No, not on this project. There may be other ones coming that will need some coexisting. But this one.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Abba, to your point about construction, specifically just the Turfs Field project, that was one of the criteria and one of the discussion points when dealing with all the contractors, is be cognizant that this is a school. We need to take care of the students. They're our priority. And in that respect, for making sure that the Turfs project doesn't impact the daily school life.
Thanks, Ken.
You mentioned design committees beginning within a week or two, who's going to comprise the design committee?
It would be similar composition to what we did with the RFP committee, where we'd have stakeholders from across the different levels of our organization. And then we would obviously bring back recommendations again. It would be a similar situation.
So whoever wants to, if you have a whoever wants to volunteer, you have a ability, then.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think the
I was just going to say, can we make sure that we have, that we make it clear for folks in the community who may be parents or other, you know, people, how to raise their hand and volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know if there was separate committee from the one that selected the contractor, or if it's going to be the same committee moving forward as it did have.
I think we can open up. We can open it up to people to give, because you want to make sure, yes, we made the selection, but you want to make sure other, you get other ideas and make sure other individuals who have different perspectives. So I think we can open up a little bit. Some of the people might not be able to say, I'm like, I'd probably get someone else one. You get a couple more parents on. Keep it still, you don't want to have a 20 person committee, but if there's anyone who feels that they can offer something, I think then we need to make sure we utilize the people we have in our community.
At this point.
So does do I hear a motion? Does anyone feel comfortable presenting a motion?
Could you please rephrase the motion? I don't remember the initials of the company you picked.
SCG.
So the motion would be to agree with the committee's recommendation to employ SHG to proceed with that.
C as in cat, G as in go.
Okay, SCG.
To take on the turf
the fields project.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Motion.
Are you making that motion?
She did. I'm making that motion.
And I'll second.
Okay, and Bridget second. Well, Bridget already beat you to it, but Ken, you know what? You're a new voice, so we'll allow you to do that. Okay, Ken second. And we'll have Bridget third. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Motion carried. Let's move it forward.
Let's dig some holes.
Wow. Good job. Good job, folks. Wow. We're making some really big strides here. It's going to be a really, really good year, folks. Really, really good year. Is there anything else we needed to address or attack or discuss?
I wouldn't say there's anything worth attacking
right now.
Some good things that are going on. You know, there's a lot of things for the good of school, like we said, and we really just encourage people to come on Friday and hear all these wonderful things. Mm-hmm. There'll be two student testimonials as well. So we'll have student speakers as well there.
Athletic video.
Yeah, we have a cute athletics video too. That was more
for us. We have some past students who are coming back. Or
we have an athletics video with past students that are in college right now that are away, but they have made a video for us.
Sure. Anyone from the board, do you have anything you wanted to address? We're under good of the school. Anything you wanted to bring up? Anything we didn't address tonight that needs to be addressed? As I didn't mention, Helen is representing us at the DOE special ed education that's going on tonight. So we thank her for taking that bullet for us. And there's another one in Dover. If anyone chooses to go, I can't make that. I'm out of town. I think they're going to try to have others because you know, these were kind of sprung on everyone last minute. So anyone have anything else they wanted to?
I just think when Helen, when we meet again, Helen maybe can give us a short presentation of what she learned at the conference.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I've asked her to take notes and to make sure she lets us know what they talked about. And we will have a short executive session. So there's nothing else at this point. We will break. We'll ask all of the board members to hold tight until you are moved. And we will see you all next. We'll see you all on Friday. Those of you who we will see. Thank you, Georgia, for staying up this late. Go get some sleep and have a nice coffee in the morning. Calnita.
Yeah. All right. So moving to approve the discussion item for the executive session.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Yes, the seconded.
Oh, yeah. I'll second.
Be seconded. There you go. Ken said, we were just looking for that. Ken second. Thank you. All in favor,
and
say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carried. Thank you very much. And is there anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Okay. Thank you at, what time is it? 7:30. Wow.
With that.
Motion adjourned. Okay.